Welcome, gorgeous, to the third step of our Lucky Bitch manifesting formula. I am your host, Denise Duffield-Thomas, and just once again, I want to welcome everybody from around the world who's on this course. We've got people in Australia, all over the US, UK, Asia, everywhere. So welcome. And again, I am just so grateful for the technology, which means we can connect all around the world and I can bring you this information no matter where you are in the world. So in the last step, in step two, we were defining what you want out of life. And maybe you were starting to define something different to what your family has or different to what your friends have. And maybe it started to push you out of your comfort zone just a little bit. Now, I don't expect that everybody has done it perfectly. So don't be embarrassed if you feel like you're a little bit behind or you don't feel like you did all the exercises to the best of your ability. You're only human. And remember, you don't just get one shot at this. You have this course forever. So you could listen to it again and again with different goals. You can listen to it again and do some of the exercises. You can just pick one thing out every time you do it. Now, I've got a couple of courses that I use myself for different things, and I'll just put them on in my car or I'll put them on sometimes when I'm working at my computer or just chilling out, and I'll pick up something different every time. It's okay. It's okay for it to be easy and it's okay for it to be hard. So it's exactly like when you go on a health kick or a diet. Some days it's really easy. You get up every day and you go to the gym, you work out, you feel strong and fabulous. And then the results start to come. You know, you step on the scales and you see that you're losing weight. Other times you know that you need to go to the gym and you feel like you need to eat a bit healthier, but it feels so freaking hard. So maybe you get up and get dressed and you force yourself to go to the gym and then you don't make it at the last second. Or you just sit around on the treadmill and do a few half-hearted stretches. Or maybe you find yourself sabotaging your health in some way. So instead of going to the gym even just half an hour, you go home and eat a big bag of donuts. Or you go to, or you can eat Pizza Hut. And it's kind of the same thing with what you're going through at the moment. You might go through this entire course with one goal and it feels really, really easy. And then the next time you do it, you want to stretch yourself to a different goal and it feels hard. Now, remember, we're not aiming for perfection. You do not have to be perfect at manifesting. It doesn't exist. It's just a muscle. And if you haven't used it for a little while, or you're trying a different way of looking at it, you might be feeling the effects from it. It's totally awesome. On the other side, the positive effects from doing this course could be that you're feeling fabulous. You're fired up. You're ready to take action. Things are happening in your life. Maybe you're manifesting opportunities out of the blue, or some synchronicities are happening. So when that happens, don't discount it as just a fluke. You are manifesting that. And don't discount it that it's all happening too fast and you start to get scared. When that happens, you just go straight back to step number one, you do some EFT, you do some clearing around it, and it's totally okay. Now, I had someone contact me recently and say, Denise, it's all happening too fast. What's going on? I'm freaking out. Everything's awesome. I'm getting money coming to me out of the blue. I'm getting, you know, opportunities, and I just feel like I'm not ready. So when that happens, you just put your hand on your heart and you say, it's my time. I'm ready for the next step. And even if sometimes you have to say to the universe, a little bit slower, please, a little bit slower, that's okay as well. So on the other side of it, you might some days be feeling great and then other days you feel like you're self-sabotaging again. Maybe things are going backwards, things are bubbling up to the surface that you didn't expect, and you feel like you're actually not achieving anything at all. You might be feeling a combination of those things, and that's totally normal as well. One day you might be feeling fab, the next day you might be feeling crap. It's just life. You can still manifest even when that happens. Just keep on doing something daily that will stretch you to the next level. And just to keep listening to these CDs and these MP3s over and over again. Because really you can't overdose on this information. It's never really basic, beginners, intermediate, and advanced. You just follow the steps again and again with different goals. So let's talk about positivity. Now, this is really interesting. I met up with someone for dinner recently, and he said that my positivity can be a little bit intimidating. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, when we spoke on the phone to organize the dinner and you asked me what the weather was like, I said, oh, it's really bad. And then I felt like I shouldn't have said that. And I was like, why? And he goes, oh, because it was negative and I didn't want to, you know, spoil your day with negative things. And that just made me laugh so much because you and I, we live in the real world. We can have a positive outlook most of the time, but you don't have to be a Pollyanna to manifest your amazing life. And this step in the formula, it's not just about being positive, although that's what it's called, surrounding yourself with positivity. Actually, when you do things like this and you take some of the steps that I'm going to tell you, it will give you a chance to look at some of your behaviors and self-defeating things that you're doing, all the self-sabotaging behaviors that come up. And over the course, obviously, we look at why you're doing it and how to stop it. But this step in particular brings up a lot of things because you're adding more positive in and trying to squeeze out the bad. And sometimes, as I've mentioned heaps of times before, it's like when you start using a new cleanser and all your spots come to the surface. All that gunk was still underneath. You just bring it out to the light. And that's what being positive can sometimes do. So let's talk about good vibrations. And I just want to explain a little bit about what I mean because this week is all about positivity and it is about really putting yourself in the vortex of positivity and good vibrations so you can align to the positive things that you want for your life. Everything in the world is made up of energy. Everything from your body to the chair that you're sitting on to things in nature like trees and grass and dirt. Our bodies, every little part of us is made up of energy. And what happens with the law of attraction is that we get magnetized to things that are the same frequency as us, the same energetic vibration. So if you can align yourself with positivity, chances are that other people who are attracted to you will be positive as well. They just can't help it. Their energy is the same as yours, and so energy attracts energy. So the same thing happens if you're feeling negative all the time and your thoughts and feelings are negative most of the time. So guess what happens then? You ding your car, you stub your toe, or you meet someone who says something really mean to you and you think, where the hell did that come from? And again, your energy has attracted their energy and it happens all the time in our life. Sometimes it can be a bit hard to hear because you think, well, why would I attract something that's negative? Do I really attract everything that's happening in my life? And I think, yeah, you know what? You did, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. Maybe it was a karmic thing, or maybe you decided it was something you wanted to learn in this lifetime. Now, I'm not going to go too far down that esoteric, you know, rabbit hole because I'm just not an expert on that and it kind of hurts my brain. But, you know, if you did want to go down that route of looking at past lives or whatever, that could be a very interesting conversation in itself. But this step, this third step, is all about raising your vibrations so you feel happy, excited, and aligned to where you're going, aligned to your really big, scary, amazing goals. And when you do that, you can have a completely positive effect on the world, and you can positively impact people around you. So this morning I was looking up the lyrics to the Beach Boys song Good Vibrations because I thought there might be something interesting in the lyrics of that song. And if you look it up, it's pure nonsense. It's all just good vibrations and na-na-na-na-na stuff. But, you know, I like that even that song, it does make you feel happy. And even listening to stuff like that that is positive will raise your vibrations as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this step. Everything that we've done so far is designed to really do the same thing, align you to your goals, but in a different way. And remember, my philosophy is throw everything at it, try everything. So we really come at it in lots of different ways over these five steps. We come at achieving your goals in every single way possible. So week one was all about getting rid of some of that old crap that you're carrying around. It could be the emotional crap, the physical crap in your life, or just some old energy stuff to make space for these new things that are coming up in your life. And then week two, step two, was all about defining what it is that you want so you can start to get aligned to that. And then this week, we're taking it up a notch. We're taking it up to see how we can make your day, your experience, your life so exciting, so positive and juicy that opportunities are just attracted to you. People are attracted to you. Now, this is really funny. When people start to do this, they even find that animals start to get attracted to them when they raise their vibration. And so it's about helping you live a more happy, simple, lovely lifestyle that's aligned to where you're going. You're turning your head, facing your future, and making decisions from where you're going, not where you've been. And the idea about this is to make your life happy now, not some mythical future that, you know, everything will be perfect. It's about creating that happiness now, and then everything becomes more attracted to you. It really is an amazing process. So, step three is one of my favorite topics, because really it was only in the last couple of years that I made the decision to completely change my life. Now, I didn't grow up in a particularly positive environment. I have a mother who's like really optimistic and she's really lovely, but there are a lot of things in my childhood that just weren't great. I didn't go to an amazing school. We didn't have a lot of money. And there were some situations that were just not fantastic in my life. Now, I'm not going to go into my story too much. And to be honest, I have really cleared so much of it that I don't even remember it anymore. It's just not part of my story. But I made a decision at several points in my life that I would only surround myself with positive people, things, experiences. And it really is a choice. When you choose to do that, you'll be surprised at what changes in your life. Things will start to shift in your world, and really you can consciously redesign your universe. You can redesign the universe to your pleasure, to serve you and your goals. And if that's bringing up something for you about being selfish and why should I get what I want, go back and add that to your EFT and forgiveness list. But really, why this works so well and it's so simple is that good feelings attract good feelings. Abundance attracts more abundance. Love attracts more love. Opportunities attract even more opportunities. It's as simple as that. And it's a very simple universal law. Now, the biggest secret behind manifesting and using the law of attraction is to allow yourself to feel instead of think. Opening up your heart, letting yourself be emotionable and a feelings-based person. Doesn't mean that you cry all the time, but emotion is probably the biggest thing in attracting what you want. Way more than thinking. It's not intellectual at all. You can think about your goals and dreams all day long. You can write them down. You can be very clinical about them and strategize exactly how it's going to happen. But until you get into the feeling place of it, it will either not happen or it will feel really hard. But when you get really into the space of feeling, opening up your heart, feeling what it's going to be like to have that in your life already, the anticipation, feeling abundant already, feeling happy and loved already. Well, when you can do that, things will happen so quickly, your head will spin. So we've heard about in the law of attraction that thoughts create things. I can't remember who said it, thoughts create things. But really, it's only half the story. Feelings about the thoughts create our reality. So you might have a thought that you're a lucky person, but that thought in itself isn't really going to do much until you feel it. You feel that you're a lucky person. You feel the anticipation of winning. You feel the anticipation of good things happening to you. You know what it's going to feel like to win it. You know what it's going to feel like to have that thing that you so desperately want. You know what it's going to feel like to live your ideal day. That's the difference. It's the feeling of it. Now, I have got the most amazing book that I want to share with you, and it's really the best book that I've ever read on the topic of feeling in the law of attraction. And it's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn. Now, she's deceased now, but you know, her book has just made such an impact around the world, and it really is a powerful book about the law of attraction. And she really talks about getting into the feeling, getting into the emotional state, and how it creates absolute magic in your life. Now, here's the thing, gorgeous. You can never get enough of these good feelings. You're going to get sick of me saying good feelings. But really, you want to infuse your life, drench your life, consume and surround every single daily activity with as much positivity as possible. So much that it's almost ridiculous. And we can actually make a lot of it automated. So you don't have to, as I mentioned, sit in an ashram and pray for 16 hours a day. It's just not necessary. But there are so many things that we're going to do together so you can make the good feelings outweigh the bad feelings. This is not about becoming a Pollyanna person who just ignores bad things in the world and lives in this bubble and just ignores it. And that's what happens when people go straight into the positivity without doing the other stuff. And this is why this is step three and not step one. When you're a Pollyanna person, you just say, no, no, everything's great, everything's great, everything's great. And you just try and push through with willpower. But you're really not necessarily willing to look at the bad stuff that you guys have focused on in step one when you just go through and declutter. We weren't just decluttering your house, we were decluttering your emotions, looking at your fears, your negative self-beliefs, your sabotaging behaviors. And once you have that skill of forgiveness and clearing, it's a lifelong skill. And even as you go through these other stages, you'll start to see other things that you need to declutter. And then you know it's just something you need to do to move to that next level in your life. And that's the difference between saying, everything's fabulous, everything's great, and actually going, wow, I'm creating this. I'm responsible for my thoughts and feelings. And I'm responsible for these negative feelings that I have, and I have tools in place. I have a plan to get rid of them. And you start to almost go, wow, negative things come up. This is awesome. It means I'm ready to go to even the next level. So you know forgiveness, emotional freedom technique, and some of the other tools as well that you have. Now, here's the thing. We're actually going to start to consider every single part of your day, from when you wake up to when you go to sleep and everything in between. And what I love about this step too, it's very, very practical. And I love the practical side of the law of attraction. As you know, I'm a Virgo, but I'm also a very big dreamer. So I want to make sure that there are things you can actually do in place every day, as well as the dreaming that you can do. So when I watched The Secret, I thought, oh my God, it's so cool. It makes me feel so good. But then I remember thinking, but what do I do now? What do I do next? Okay, I understand that you can create your own reality. I totally get it. But what do I do next? So if I said to you now, just go and do something to make this feeling place happen, you'd go, okay, I'll go visualize, I'll write down my goals. But beyond sitting and meditating about it, what could you actually do? And is it really realistic to spend most of your life in that heightened sense of positivity? Is it really realistic that you can have more positivity than negativity in your life? And you know what? I want you to hear this. It's actually not necessary for you to be on a constant high all the time. It'd be great. And it's like when you go to a conference and you're on a massive big high and you're just feeling so great. And then you go home and you have this real slump. And it's not necessary for you to have those ups and downs. You know what? It doesn't even mean that you have to be perfect or a nice person. You know, I still yell at my husband sometimes. I still wake up feeling cranky some days. I have bad thoughts and feelings about people. I have jealousy and lots of other things. But I never felt like I had to get to that place of being perfect anymore because I know that everybody has that and you do not need to get rid of it. We're just going to make sure that you feel positive more of the time than you used to. And we're going to start to look at very, very practical things. So the books that you read, the websites you visit, newspaper, TV, movies that you go to, things like that that you do on a daily, daily basis on a very mundane level. But they all accumulate. They compound over time. They snowball. And each little thing that you put into your day has its own little part in raising your vibration, even if it's a tiny, tiny little fraction. And that compounds over time. which is very cool, which is why that some people can sometimes have these sudden quantum leaps and things happen very, very quickly. And then you move to the next stage in your life very quickly. And that is possible to do more of the time than you used to. So here's what we're going to cover. We're going to cover how to easily infuse every part of your day with good vibes, which I love. Sounds so hippie. Without moving to an ashram and without meditating 12 hours a day and without turning into a hippie. Now, I want to talk about the pieces of jewelry that literally transformed my life and how you can really start to live your abundant, healthy, loved up lifestyle now, even if you're in a less than abundant place. I want to tell you all the secrets behind me being that crazy competition winner and how to win at bingo, which is cool, and how to use what you've already got to start magnetizing even more to show up. So we've got a lot to cover. There's going to be time, you know, for you to really reflect and to journal. So don't worry about that. We're not going to have to go at a gung-ho pace. Just put little things into action every single day. So we're about to start with a very quick visualization and relaxation exercise. So again, if you're driving in a car, feel free now just to hit the next button and go on to the next track. Okay. For everyone else, please put down your pen and paper, close down any internet windows that you're sneaking a peek at, close down Facebook, Twitter, and just give yourself the gift of time for the next few minutes. Take a deep breath in, a big, beautiful, abundant breath. Smile and let it out. And again, yawn if you need to. Just get into that place of relaxation. Breathe in and out. Let go of any thoughts or feelings about getting things right, doing your homework, the universe going too fast or too slow, whatever it is, just let it go. You're exactly where you need to be right now, on the right path for you, and it's all good. So just relax. Feel my love and appreciation coming for you all the way from sunny Newcastle, Australia to wherever you are in the world. And smile as you feel that, as you feel my energy coming towards you. And feel free to send some back. Big deep breath in and out. Now still with your eyes closed, reach up, have a nice big stretch. Stretch back in your chair if you need to. Rotate your wrists. Rotate your shoulders. Give your hands a shake. And let's begin.